On October 31, 2010, registered voters in Ivory Coast flocked to school classrooms turned polling places to vote for one of 14 candidates for president. They had waited 10 years for this day. As they stood for hours in the hot sun to mark their ballots, they carried all their hopes to reunite their country, divided since 2002 into a rebel-controlled North and a government-controlled South, with them. "We are worn out," said nearly every voter. "Worn out with division and poverty and unemployment. Worn out with political leaders who enrich themselves while we starve. We are like one of those little pancakes the women grill, burned on both sides," said Northerners. On that historic day, a reunited country seemed possible, but the International Crisis Group warned that of all the possible matchups, the one that emerged for the runoff was the riskiest. Laurent Gbagbo, a powerful entrenched Southerner against Northerner Alassane Ouattara, who has come to personify the political exclusion Northerners feel and the inclusion they seek. Among Ouattara's coalition, one question hung in the air. If Gbagbo lost, would he concede defeat, or would he somehow find a way to hang on to his power?
President Gbagbo is not a kind person. He wants to stay on power. He doesn't want somebody to replace him.
On November 28th, Ivorians went to the polls again to choose between Ouattara and Gbagbo. This election was tenser. There were incidents of violence. For 3 days afterward, the country held its breath. A bizarre scene in front of the cameras showed a pro-Gbagbo member of the Electoral Commission grabbing the results and crumpling them so they couldn't be announced. But eventually, they were read out. Ouattara, 54%. Gbagbo, 46%. The Constitutional Council, whose members are close to Gbagbo, invalidated the votes from seven departments in the North and West that had voted heavily for Ouattara and declared Gbagbo the winner. Gbagbo extended the curfew and closed the borders. He also suppressed foreign news media. "Even if the country is ripped apart," said a friend in the North, "he still wants to be president of it. And even if the people are dying of hunger here, it's not his problem." Northern votes invalidated. The same political exclusion that brought on the rebellion was being enacted yet again. In emails and on the phone, Ivorians say they fear the worst. More attacks in the night, a rearmed and reactivated rebellion, more years of a divided country. The people of Ivory Coast have spoken. The international community says it stands by them. The United Nations has recognized Ouattara as president. But finally, we are here in our comfortable houses, and they are there in theirs, with only the government channel on television, with food prices rising, held hostage once again by a political leader who won't give up power.